800-575-8556. That's 800-575-8556.
The following is a paid advertisement by Purity Products. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Who says there's only one Sunday a week? The Football Show with RJ Choppy and Brian Broaddus. The sport we love so much that we gave it its own show. The Football Show. It's that simple. Saturday mornings from 10 to 1 on 103.3 FM ESPN. If you're looking for Cowboys training camp coverage, you found it. Brought to you by YouAreChallenged.com. Also Bud Light.
KESN-FM and KESN-HD1, Allen, Dallas, Fort Worth.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. The NFL's number one overall pick, Sam Bradford, will be at the Rams' first full squad workout today. He agreed to a 6-year, $78 million contract with St. Louis. It includes an NFL record-setting $50 million in guaranteed money. Baseball, National League, Roy Oswalt had a forgettable Phillies debut. A day after being traded by the Astros, Oswalt allowed 5 runs, 7 hits, walked 2, struck out 4. He hit 2 batters in 6 innings. Nationals ended the Phillies' 8-game winning streak 8-1.
I got myself a little too riled up the first few innings, but I learned the trick of it.
Phillies' Roy Oswalt. Jay Happ, who went to Houston in that deal, allowed 2 runs in 6 scoreless innings. Astros blanked the Brewers 5-0. Up by 3, Rockies were looking for an insurance run with 2 out in the 8th. Colorado got much more than that.
Kastner's 2-0. Stewart drives it to right field. Colvin going back at the wall. It is gone. Touch of all time for Ian Stewart. A 2-run shot in a 7-run 8th inning.
Jack Corgan on KOA. In all, Rockies would score 12 runs on 13 hits in the 8th, all with 2 out. They rolled by the Cubs 17-2. Braves got by the Reds 6-4 in 10. Brendan Ryan's walk-off single in the 10th lifted the Cardinals by the Pirates 1-0. Marlins doubled up the Padres 4-2. Giants 6, Dodgers 5, 3 hits and 3 RBI for Aubrey Huff. American League, Matt Joyce's 3-run shot in the 6th off Phil Hughes. The difference in the Rays' 3-2 victory over the Yankees. Alex Rodriguez in the defeat, 0-4. He is still at 599 home runs. ESPN's Buster Olney reporting the Yankees and Astros are on the verge of a deal that would send Lance Berkman to New York for 2 prospects. Red Sox rallied in the bottom of the 9th with a David Ortiz grand slam. They did, though, fall short in the end against the Tigers 6-5. White Sox beat the A's 6-1. Chicago has won 12 in a row at home. Angels slipped by the Rangers 9-7. The Twins beat the Mariners 5-3. Tony Stewart is on the pole for the Pennsylvania 500. Juan Pablo Montoya starts second. Points leader Kevin Harvick goes 14th.
Sports Center on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. The NFL has drafted its future stars.
With the first selection in the NFL draft.
But the most important draft happens in August. Yours. The Fantasy Draft 2010. Sunday, August 29th at the Arlington Convention Center. It may just be fantasy, but the $10,000 is as real as it gets. The Fantasy Draft 2010. Brought to you by DriverSelect.com and Bud Light. Log on to ESPNDallas.com/radio for details.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
And now, Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. T.O. Soriel. Orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist and head team physician for the Dallas Mavericks. Live from Dallas, Texas, here's Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here live in the studio on this summer Saturday morning. I'm joined by the effervescent Byron Anderson.
I don't know what that means.
That's okay. I'll explain it to you later.
Does that mean I clean your teeth or something?
Yeah, something. And Stephen Peters. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
Going well. We have much to get to today on this live episode. We have to talk about what a high ankle sprain is. I'll explain that to you a little bit later. A lot of phone calls last night to my phone from various media types asking me for an explanation. So I told them all just to listen this morning. If you are new to the show, welcome. It's a sports medicine show. We do some explaining. We also answer some phone calls, 214-787-1033. Just talk to Stephen Peters, get on the line, ask your question, and I'll try to give you the best answer possible. It is not designed to be a second opinion. Obviously, it's radio, for gosh sakes. But at least give you direction. You know, what to ask your doctor when you go there. Also, you can get through to us via text, 71755. I love that part of the show. I love the fact that it's interactive. I love the fact that you can tell us a little bit about yourself, how old you are, what you do for a living, where you're listening from. We have a very broad type of audience on this show, and very flattering to me. Actually, I think it was made official last week that we are the longest running show on this particular station.
Now, was it made official we're the longest running show, or it took us the longest to find out if we're the longest? Because you've been asking that question for like 4 months.
Well, if you really must know, I don't know for sure. But everyone that I have spoken to says that they think that we're the longest. See, Mike and Mike's been on the air a lot longer than we have. Mike and Mike's been on for 10 years. But I'm not sure that we carried them here from the very beginning. I came on board, I believe, a year after the station was open. But I don't know. I don't think that we carried Mike and Mike until after that. So I'm still waiting for an official answer.
Yeah, you're doing it right, though. So you're waiting for an official answer, but it's radio. So you just go ahead and throw your ratings out there. And
there you go.
Wait for somebody to correct you. That's how we do it in radio.
So for the time being, we are the longest running show on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. I'm going to get to this. I have it on my notes. I'm going to get to this now, and I'm probably going to get to this in the second hour. The heat versus ice debate came up the other day. And to me, this is sports medicine 101. There's really never any indication for heat after an acute injury. If you are running down the steps trying to answer the phone and you roll your ankle, ice. If you are reaching in the back seat of the car and your shoulder gets sore, ice. If you are picking up your baby from the baby seat and twisting to get out of the minivan and your back gets sore, ice. For any acute injury, the answer is ice. The debate has always been, and I think this is somewhat of a misnomer, when do you stop ice and when do you go to heat? Is it 24 hours? Is it 48 hours? I'm not sure that there really is a time. Once the acute situation has subsided, and it may take a day, it may take two, it may take three, depends on the injury, then you can go to the heat to loosen things up in anticipation of rehab and recovery. Now, let's change gears real quick. Many of you know that I'm the Mavs doctor, and you can see on the bench some of the guys have heat packs either on their back or on their shin or on their thigh during the game while they're sitting there. One of the problems with a sport where there's lots of substitution is that you have idle time and you can't stretch, you really can't keep warm. So we use the heat packs, especially if there's some kind of a lingering injury or chronic problem. We use the heat packs to keep the guys warm so they don't get stiff on the bench. So if you're going to use heat, it's usually, I hate to say preventative, but it's usually something preventative so you don't get stiff while you're sitting to go in and participate. Now, there's one other indication for heat. We call it contrast. 10 minutes of heat, 10 minutes of ice, 10 minutes of heat, 10 minutes of ice, which in theory is supposed to open and close the blood vessels so that we can get some swelling out of there. Now, that's usually done by professionals, whether it's a trainer or a physical therapist. The contrast is usually done by professionals, and you always end with ice. So let me put this ice-heat debate to rest. If you have an acute injury, it's always ice, period. Now, couple of cautions. By the way, the phones are already going, 214-787-1033. If you're going to ice, it really shouldn't be very long. There's a story of a guy in the NBA that put an ice pack on the back of his knee, which is a terrible place to put it because there's so many nerves and blood vessels close to the surface. Put it on the back of his knee and fell asleep. And was awakened 6-8 hours later with this just horrible burning pain going down his leg. Well, he froze one of the nerves and actually lost function, and I think it ended his career. You have to be very careful with ice. And the two particularly dangerous spots are behind the knee and on the elbow, on the medial side of the elbow, on the little finger side of the elbow, just because your funny bone, which is a nerve, is right under the skin, and if you ice that, you get some nerve damage. So having said that, I don't usually tell my patients to ice more than 10-15 minutes at a time. The important thing about ice is that the frequency, ice 2 or 3 times a day, ice 3 or 4 times a day, that sort of thing. All right, I just wanted to address that. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, since we were talking about how long the show's been running, that was the very first topic of the very first show that I did back in 2002 with the ice heat thing. I called it Sports Medicine 101 back then.
I like that name.
Yeah, Sports Medicine 101. Anyway, we have much to get to. Do we have time for a couple of calls?
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Let's go to Alan. Hey, Alan, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Howdy. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good. I blew my knee out about 10 years ago, and they did the ACL, and I'm probably going to say it wrong, meniscus or something like that.
That's absolutely correct. You did it right.
And so they did that, and I was okay for a little while. And then maybe about 3 years ago, I was just playing soccer with some friends, and I did it again. And so I went to the same doctor. He did the same surgery. The first time, I guess they put a ligament in there from myself, or somehow they grafted something, I guess.
Right. Most commonly, 10 years ago, they probably took it from your kneecap or from the hamstring. Yeah.
And then about 3 years ago, they took one from a cadaver.
Correct.
They put it in there. And the first time I had surgery, I was in one of those immobilizer things that bent my knee for about 3 or 4 days.
Right.
And then about 3 years ago, I just went to outpatient surgery, went home, and had, I guess, it wrapped and stuff. But, and then, I don't know, I've been just, I haven't really been playing sports much, but I work out occasionally. And when I'm walking and I put pressure on it, the pain is just outrageous.
Has that pain been there since the most recent surgery?
That's probably started happening about a year and a half ago.
Okay. Well, yours is a relatively common question, and there are some fundamentals that you got to understand. And I explained this to my patients, in fact, just yesterday. A patient had the exact same story you just described to me. There is a difference when you blow out a knee between instability symptoms, meaning I can't trust my knee, it goes out on me when I play sports and I plan to change direction, I just don't feel like it's there, and pain. So there are two issues that are at play. The reason that we do ACL surgery is to restore stability.
Yeah, I have stability.
There you go. Now, the pain is a different kettle. It's a different problem. It's either from the meniscus, or you've already started to develop some arthritic changes, or you're developing tendonitis, which is very, very common after surgery.
Well, what's weird is, actually, on the same leg I had surgery, towards my ankle, I had these things come up that on my leg. They were just, they looked like, I guess what you usually see on old people's legs.
Well, I don't know what things is. I mean,
I guess the veins. The veins.
Oh, you mean like varicose veins kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of like varicose veins, and then they would kind of spread out.
I'm not sure that's related to the surgery, to be honest with you. I don't know. That's not something that I've seen with my several thousand ACLs. So, you know, look, the easy answer is, you need to go back to your doc and say, "Hey, look, my knee's stable. My knee's stable, but it hurts. I mean, that's a real problem. You know, hey, listen, the ACL surgery worked, but I can't go back to play because my knee hurts. So that needs to be addressed. Chances are it's not the ACL. Chances are it's something peripheral to it. It's either you didn't rehab fully after the second ACL, or you've got some arthritic changes, or you still have some torn cartilage. But usually pain is not a stability associated problem.
All right, sir, thank you.
You're very welcome. Keep us posted. Bye-bye. Thanks. All righty, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. I'm T.O. Soriel. Remember, you can get us on the internet as well, or you can download the show off of iTunes or Podomatic.
Hey, Doc, real quick here, maybe in the next segment or a little bit down the road after you get done talking a little bit more about Dez Bryant. I don't know if you're totally off that yet. But there's another injury that a guy's been dealing with that I know you've talked about before that I'd like you to reinspect. Josh Hamilton left the game last night and has left a couple of games this season because of knee tendonitis.
Right.
He says the problem that he has is not necessarily pain, but it gives out on him.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I'd like you to talk about that.
I am happy to talk about that, actually on a couple of different angles with Josh Hamilton. So when we come back, we'll make sure we address that in this hour. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Cowboys season tickets. Miller Lite, the official beer choice of the Dallas Cowboys, is giving you the chance to win Cowboys season tickets. That's right, season tickets. Starting Monday, listen to 103.3 FM ESPN for the keyword. Text it in to 71755 for your sweepstakes entry. Three chances every day. Log on to ESPNDallas.com for official rules and details.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older.
that you can't do certain things anymore? Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225 or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute, technology with a healing touch.
Kelly Webster here from Galloway & Company. Let me tell you about South Point on Richland Chambers Lake. It's DFW's newest dockable lakefront community, and they are having a huge pre-development lakefront sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, when you purchase your dream dockable lakefront property for only $99.9, you'll get a free 17-foot Sea Ray sports boat. South Point on Richland Chambers Lake is located on the third largest lake in Texas, just a short hour away. This beautiful, elevated, and rolling property offers enhanced and amazing lake views. Half the home sites are deep dockable lakefront. The other half are perched on hilltops with astounding lake views. For a limited time, get a free Sea Ray sports boat with all lakefront home sites. In addition, pay no closing costs. Financing is available. Call 888-303-LAKE. Lake access home sites are available starting at only $29.9. Again, that number, 888-303-LAKE, 888-303-5253.
The new Miller Lite Vortex bottle has specially designed grooves to let that great Pilsner taste flow right out. It's a new way to taste greatness, and new is way more exciting than old. You don't ring in the old year. Out with the old, in with the old. That's a vicious cycle of blech. Buying something as good as old? Have fun antiquing, old man River. Congratulations, you've won an old car? The price is wrong, bucko. If scientists were breaking old ground, we'd all have the bubonic plague. Visiting the state of old Mexico? It's called Mexico, and it's a country, Senor Smarty Pants. Going to old York City? Say hi to my buddy Stu. Stu Pidface. There's an old sheriff in town. Crime rate just went up 1 gazillion kajillion percent. Staying up to watch the 10 o'clock olds? This just in. Go to bed. What else is old? Stupid questions. So why drink beer from an old bottle when you can drink beer from a new bottle with specially designed grooves? The new Vortex bottle from Triple Hops Brewed Miller Lite. Taste greatness. Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Great beer, great responsibility.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the NorthTexasHondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Byron Anderson, the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. SportsCenter brought to you by South Point on Richland Chambers Lake. Rangers lose to the Angels 9-7. Last night in Anaheim, Tommy Hunter can't hold on to an early 5-0 lead, and he takes his first loss of the season, moving his record to 8-1. He gives up 8 runs over 3 innings in the loss. Josh Hamilton exits the game early with tendonitis in his right knee, but is not expected to miss any time. Texas goes up against newly acquired Dan Herron tonight. And the Halos again. Switch-hitting second baseman Christian Guzman will join the Rangers during that game tonight after Texas traded 2 minor league pitchers to get the 2-time All-Star yesterday afternoon. Guzman hitting 282 with 2 home runs this season. To football, Cowboys rookie Dez Bryant hurt on the second to the last play of practice yesterday. Bryant helped off the field after turning his ankle. Reports are that he has a high ankle sprain and will miss 4 to 6 weeks. Dallas with 2 practices today, the first this morning at 9 a.m. Tune in at 10 a.m. to the football show for all the latest on training camp news. Other NFL news, the Rams have inked top overall pick Sam Bradford. The rookie will get $78 million over 6 years, 50 of that in guaranteed money. I'm Byron Anderson. Tune in, log in, join in, ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here, live in the studio. Byron Anderson, Stephen Peters. Well, Stephen's working hard today. The phones are going crazy. Byron's not doing very much.
Whatever, I've got to run the board and do SportsCenter updates.
Ooh.
What do you mean, ooh? You know I get here early to do this. Unlike you, Doc, why don't you tell everybody what you did this morning?
Well, I didn't have my little key card to get in this morning. I usually get here about 30 minutes before the show. It's already put together by the time I get here. So I usually get here about 30 minutes before the show, enjoy my coffee, listen to the infomercial that is running before the show. And this morning I walked up to the door and I said, uh-oh, I don't have my key card.
So what'd you have to do? You had to call Big Tom Lee.
He's the only number that I had in my BlackBerry that worked. All your numbers.
Well, you don't have, for some reason, after all this time we've been doing this show, you didn't have mine. But here's the difference in big radio host,
yes, sir,
and little sports center slash board op guy.
Uh-huh.
If I was locked out, I'd have to go get like a hanger or something and pick my way in. But big Dr. T.O. Soriel, he just got to call the program director and he gets right in.
Well, he's the only number I had and I had no choice and I was actually panicking. I was starting to panic. I thought, you know, we've done best of before. But usually we prepare for the best of show and I pick the specific episode and the topic. We've never just not made it on the air before. I get, what would we do? We'd just run national? What would we do?
No, it'd be the Byron Anderson show.
Oh, all right. So welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. If you're new, this is a call-in type show and the phones are already crazy. 214-787-1033. Also, you can text 71755. Don't text and drive. Those commercials, by the way, are very effective about texting and driving. And you can also get me via email. My day job is Texas Sports Medicine, so just Google Texas Sports Medicine. We should be the first to come up, first or second. And there's an Ask the Doc section, and usually within a day or two I'll respond. If for whatever reason you don't hear from me in a day or two, then something's not right, send it again. I get a lot of emails from listeners who are email me at work. And when I respond, apparently there's some kind of block on their work email where they don't, it just kicks it back to me. So if you're one of those, that's one of the issues that I have.
That's like a spam guard that they have. And
right,
that is the most annoying thing because you get this email back saying to verify that you're you.
Yeah. Well, it's more annoying than that because a lot of times my answers are very in-depth and I've just taken a good solid 20-30 minutes to type up a good answer for them and it comes right back. All right. So 214-787-1033. We're going to talk about the difference between a regular garden variety ankle sprain and a high ankle sprain on this episode. Cowboys rookie sensation suffered a high ankle sprain supposedly last night. And my phone's been going crazy. Everybody's trying to ask me what it is. So I thought we'd just do it on air once and for all and try to explain it. We're also going to get to HGH testing. I did have a comment about that, human growth hormone, because they've implemented it in the minor leagues. And frankly, it's a good thing, but it's not going to be without controversy. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dustin. Hey, Dustin, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, how are you, Doc?
I'm great. What's up?
I've got a, in both of my knees, when I walk or even when I shift my weight from side or twist, my knees kind of click or pop. They don't hurt when they pop, but it just is constant.
Long has that been going on? Is that something recent after an injury, or has it always been that way?
It's been at least 5 or 6 years, probably.
And okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It doesn't hurt when it clicks or pops, but it started to hurt on the inside, on the back of both knees.
Okay. Well, how old are you? You mind?
I'm 26.
All right, so you're a young guy. Here's my answer, and by the way, I get this all the time. Painless popping or crackling does not really alarm me. If it's associated with other symptoms, such as swelling, limping, mechanical, like it gets stuck, well, then all of a sudden we're obligated to work it up. But and for the last 5 or 6 years, you've had this problem, but it's never really been painful. Well, now you've crossed into the pain arena. And I think that the answer is you need to get this checked out. Chances are it's going to turn out to be something cartilage. Chances are. But again, if you didn't have pain associated with it, then I wouldn't rush. But now that you've developed that new symptom, I think you need to get it looked at.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Keep me posted.
All right. Thanks.
All right. It's very common in ladies in particular, and it actually starts in their teenage years, to get some irregularity or roughness underneath the kneecap. Cheerleaders have this problem. Gymnasts have this problem. In fact, there are some people who are not even athletic that have this problem. And over the years, their kneecaps kind of grind almost like sandpaper when they go up and down stairs. It's something called chondromalacia. And many patients come asking me, what is it? What do I do? Well, we know what it is, but the debate has always been, well, how far to pursue it? Because if there are no other symptoms, well, then you just kind of live with it, unless it's really annoying. I actually had one patient, and she said, this sound is just so annoying, you're going to have to do something. And we ended up having to do a scope. But that's an unusual situation. But yeah, it's very common to have painless snap, crackle, popping of your knees, your knuckles, your ankles. But when you cross into any other symptom, then you're kind of obligated to check it out. All right, let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning. I'm going to be turning 53. I've had about five knee surgeries on my right knee about 20 years ago for torn meniscus and, done through the scope.
Wow.
And was told I had loose joints.
Okay.
Well, I had the left one replaced, fixed, and the pain was excruciating.
Whoa, back up. Replaced, fixed, as in like with metal and plastic?
I had the left one fixed to where the joint's not loose anymore.
Okay, all right.
Because when you bend the knee, it would just pull right out.
All right, I'm with you.
Okay, now my right leg, my right knee, whenever I do too much or when I crawl out of bed or try to cross my legs to try to do anything with my knee, it locks. It's like a trigger thumb.
Yep. That's not a cool thing.
No, it sucks.
I'll tell you. And how do you unlock it?
I just real patient let it unlock itself.
Yeah.
Because I tried pushing it the very first time, and it was very painful.
You know, the one I consider myself surgically conservative. I don't like to go in to do any kind of surgery unless I know I've got a real good chance of succeeding and winning. And I often will recommend non-surgical options. Anti-inflammatories, physical therapy, a brace, or whatever. The only exception to that rule is when you have mechanical symptoms. When your knee gets stuck, when you have locking. And now I'm assuming you're talking about it doesn't. I'm assuming you're talking locking as in like mechanical locking. Something is actually stuck in there.
Yeah, something causing
right.
it not to bend right,
right,
not to go straight.
Right.
It's like I was in the pool the other day, and I was playing volleyball, and I jumped up, and it locked.
Yep. Once you have mechanical symptoms such as you're describing, unfortunately, that ends up being surgical. Because there's no pill, there's no injection, you've got debris. And obviously, the workup is going to be to look up. To look into it and find out where the debris's coming from. You're probably going to get an X-ray, and if you can see the loose body on X-ray, then there's your answer. If you can't, you may have to have an MRI because it may be a cartilage loose body, which does not show up on X-ray. Sure. And you're going to end up. You're going to have to either live with it. One of these times, it's going to lock, and you won't be able to unlock it.
Well, that's what I was afraid of. It was going to be like a trigger thumb, and I was going to be able to unlock it, and I'm screwed.
That actually happened to me. And
where you couldn't unlock it?
Yep.
I had it on my thumb, and I couldn't unlock it, and had to have it cut. Had to have surgery right away.
Yep. So go get it checked out, and just ask all the right questions.
Okay.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, this was. I don't know if I should. I'll share this story. So we were getting ready to go on vacation, my family. And for me to get out of the office before a week's vacation really takes a lot of work. You have to see some extra patients. You have to do some extra paperwork. So there are a lot of long hours before a doctor goes on a vacation. And by the way, when they come back, there's also a lot of long hours because things get stacked up. It's almost easier not to go on vacation, but that's not the point. This was, I guess, 5-6 years ago, and we were getting ready to go on vacation, and the whole family was all excited, and they were packed about 3-4 weeks in advance. And the last day before was a really long day at the office. I didn't finish till about 8 o'clock at night. And I called my wife and I said, look, I'm going to go to the gym and just kind of burn off some energy because I've been working hard. So I go to the gym and I get talked into a pickup basketball game. And I land on another player's foot, my knee twists, and it locks. I mean, it physically was stuck. And the first thing that went through my mind after the pain subsided was, what is my wife going to do to me? Because we are getting on a plane at 9 o'clock in the morning. So I called my partner. I said, hey, look, you got to meet me at the office, see if we can get this thing unlocked. So he numbed it up and he twisted and prodded and couldn't get it unlocked. And I actually, you know, being a surgeon, you have all kinds of connections. I actually entertained the possibility of having a scope that night so I can be ready to get on the plane the next morning. But that's all right. Didn't happen. I ended up going home on crutches. And I got the third degree from my wife. What is this? What is going on? We're going. We are going on vacation. So it was a miserable vacation. Did you know that they make wheelchairs for beach? I didn't know that, but I found
really?
Out. They make a wheelchair for the beach. It's got big, fat balloon tires on it.
So just to be clear, when your knee locks up, though, you just walk with like one straight leg? It's like you got a wooden leg?
It didn't lock. Typically, it doesn't lock straight. It locks bent. So you can't straighten your leg to actually hit the ground. And you can walk on your tiptoe, but you're gimping. And locking, by the way, is not, it's not like you can't flex it and you can't extend it. It's one or the other. It's either you can't flex or you can't extend. Most typically you can't extend. And walking around with a flexed knee is just horrible. I mean, you can't do anything. So the entire week on vacation, I was planning having surgery coming home. So came home. Flew to my doc in Georgia and had my scope and came back. But yeah, that lock thing happened to me. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio. Don't forget, you can get us on the text as well, 71755. Go ahead and text us your demographics, how old you are, where you're listening from, what you do for a living. We got one line open on the phone, 214-787-1033. We'll be right back.
Follow every cut, every story, every day. Live from Cowboys training camp.
Quarterback Mike Jenkins on the scene. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Joined now by our buddy Brady James.
No panic, please. But Dez Bryant left the field not of his own power.
The way John Phillips is playing right now, is Martellus Bennett really even worth the trouble?
John Phillips returns here to Galloway & Company. 2 days today. How the legs feeling?
They're pretty sore.
103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
So, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know.
You are so hard to read.
Are we having a fight in the convenience store?
I just wish you were more like this new Coors Light cold activation window.
It's a hole in the box, Rob.
Look, it's a window to refreshment. I know the beer is cold before I buy it because I can see the mountains are blue on the labels.
Fine, then get the Coors Light and invite your friends over tonight.
That's a great idea. I will.
The new cold activation window from Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
This Saturday and Sunday, the all-new Frisco Gun Show comes to the Dr. Pepper Arena in Frisco. Hundreds and hundreds of tables of guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Protect your family. Learn from the best at the Frisco Gun Show. Everything to make you comfortable choosing your gun. Visit our website, friscogunshow.com, or call 817-732-1194. Stock up while you still can. The Frisco Gun Show, this Saturday and Sunday at Dr. Pepper Arena in Frisco. Don't miss it.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Now, a Sports Center update, live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com Sports Center desk.
I'm Byron Anderson, the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Cowboys suffer their first big injury of the 2010 season. Dez Bryant goes down with an ankle injury yesterday afternoon in practice. He will have an MRI today, but is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. The boys have another set of 2 days today, one at 9 a.m. and the other at 3:15 this afternoon. Other NFL news, former Oklahoma quarterback Sam Bradford has agreed to a contract with the Rams, who drafted him first overall in last year's draft. Bradford gets $78 million over 6 years, 50 of that is guaranteed money. Baseball, Rangers fall to the Angels last night, 9-7. Tommy Hunter takes his first loss of the season, giving up 8 runs over just 3 innings. He's now 8-1 on the season. Nelson Cruz hits his 15th homer of the year. Josh Hamilton leaves the game in the 6th inning with pain in his right knee. However, it's not a serious injury, Hamilton says. Says it's a recurring tendonitis that he's been dealing with all season. Texas makes its 2nd trade in the last 2 days. This time, they get switch-hitting infielder Christian Guzman, a 2-time All-Star. He's hitting .282 on the season with 2 home runs. He'll replace Ian Kinsler in the lineup until he comes back from the DL, then move to a reserve position. I'm Byron Anderson. Tune in, log in, join in ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. That's not the real song, is it?
No, we have like a bunch of like guitar riffs of that.
I didn't like that.
I'm sorry.
Because I was waiting for
it. At first, you were bumping your head, though. You were waiting for the music?
I was. I was waiting for it to do something, and nothing ever happened. This is Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here. Byron Anderson, Stephen Peters. Welcome to the show. So, during the break, Byron said he had to look up a beach wheelchair.
Yeah, I had to find this because I guess I kind of glossed over it, and then Steve and I were talking for a second. And I was like, I have to take a look at that.
Well, think about it. If you're on crutches or you have a cast or something, you can't walk on a beach because the crutches will sink in, and a regular wheelchair with skinny little tires, it won't work. So someone developed a beach wheelchair, and I tried to describe it. It's got big, giant yellow wheels on it. I don't know what it looks like.
Well, here, let me describe it to you. First off, the seat. This is what you said you had, like, exactly to the T.
It's a beach chair.
It looks like it's made out of PVC pipe, first off.
Correct.
All right? And the wheels, you said they're big and yellow. They look like... the back wheels are smaller. The front wheels look like... Have you ever seen a golf cart with, like, monster tires?
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't seen a golf cart with monster tires.
Okay, well, like, say you have a Gator or something like that. Vehicle. It looks like Gator tires, and then the smaller version on the back. The seat looks like a back porch all-weather seat.
Like a lounger.
Yeah, and then over the top of it... I guess because you can't get out of your chair, it's got a big old beach umbrella over the top of it that's portable with it.
It really is quite embarrassing to be pushed around a beach in something like that.
They had to push you? I guess you couldn't do yourself.
You can't. And by the way, I'm not sure about this, but I think it floats.
Really?
I don't know. Don't hold me to this. But I think it floats.
So it's, have you ever seen the monster truck races on water with those big old tires? That's what you look like.
That's pretty much what it looked like. It was a miserable vacation. All right, welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. 214-787-1033. For your calls and questions, 71755 on the text. We are getting quite a few demographics. Isn't that interesting? Everybody's in their 20s. I don't know. The rocket scientist is in. He's at 46. That skews our demographic. But yeah, it seems like most people in their 20s.
I bet you we can't find one other person that's ever been in a beach wheelchair.
I bet you won't. No, I didn't know they existed till this happened to me.
Neither did I. I just can't.
I had no idea they existed, but I guess hotels have to have it if you're, I don't know.
If you go home today, you have to just look up. And let me tell you how much they cost.
Oh, by the
it's
way,
about
yeah,
$150 a week to rent one in case you're going to the beach.
Really?
And you injured yourself.
Well, no, what? You can't take it with you. It's not collapsible. I mean, so you can't.
Oh,
like,
well, I don't know. It just says $150 a week. Maybe you're going to Lake Grapevine and you're going to be on the beach there.
A beach? Wheelchair. We're going to call this the Beach Wheelchair Edition of Inside
Sweet.
Sports Medicine. All right, let's go to the phones. Everybody's waiting. Let's go to AB. Hey, AB, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. What you got?
All right, man. This past Sunday, playing softball, I slid in the third, and I don't even know how I jacked up my knee. But it's swollen from the knee all the way down to my ankle. Talking about, you know, major swelling, and where it hurts the most is on the left hand side of my kneecap. I've been icing it down and putting Bengay, you know, for the last week. Swelling seems to be going down, but when I tried to walk and try to walk normal, sometimes I feel like my knee's going back.
Yep. You got to get this checked out. Do you know if the knee hyperflexed behind you, under you? Did it go under you?
See, that, and that's what I have no idea, and I've asked, you know, my partners there, and they're like, no, we really don't know, because the third baseman was kind of over me when I slid in there.
Was it one of those things where you bounced right back up because you were embarrassed and you finished the game, or you had to stop?
No, I stayed on the floor because, like I said, the third baseman was over me, and the damn umpire couldn't tell if I was safe or not. And so I stayed down there at the bottom, and when I tried to get up, I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, you got to get it checked out. Got to get it checked out. This one's easy. There's a couple things that it could be, and I'm not even going to speculate. But when there's an acute injury like that and it doesn't subside in a few minutes, then even if it doesn't subside overnight, we got to get it checked out. You got to make sure that your tendons are okay. You got to make sure your cartilage is okay. You got to make sure you don't have a fracture.
Okay, because one thing I have been noticing here in the last couple of days, I get this itch behind the knee.
Oh, I don't know what to make of that. I'm not sure I don't know what that is. So.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was going to be related to it.
Doesn't sound like it. But, yeah, you're swollen and bruised and you're not walking normally, and it's been a week?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to go get it checked out.
Okay.
All right, good
luck. Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome. Inside Sports Medicine, 214-787-1033. Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. What you got?
On my right foot, on the front pad, it feels like almost like the bone from my second, not my big toe, but the next toe over.
Yep.
Is actually like hanging down or something. Because like when I walk without any shoes on around the house,
yep,
you can feel like something, you know, pushing really hard against her. It kind of hurts a little bit. It doesn't hurt a lot, but I put shoes on, I'm fine, but...
Yeah,
something's hanging down.
You're describing something called second metatarsalgia, and that the description is actually relatively accurate. I don't think it's. Well, it's radio, so it's hard for me to speculate. if it's painful and you're limping, you probably ought to get it checked out. One of the considerations is a stress fracture, hopefully it's not. But if it is what I think it is, the treatment is reasonably easy. I mean, it's a matter of padding and putting the pad in the right spot. But I'm pretty sure that's what you got, and I'm pretty sure there's an easy fix for that.
Now, is that something that actually will go away, or is it something that you actually basically got to live with?
Well, you know, that's a tough question to answer because I'm speculating on the actual diagnosis.
If it's not fractured, I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's a stress fracture, and by the way, that's a common location for it. If it's a stress fracture, once those babies heal, you're fine.
Okay.
But if it's a structural problem, then sometimes you may have to have a little insert in your shoes forever. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
How old are you?
48.
Yeah, you're probably in that right age group. I'd get it checked out.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome. I didn't mean anything bad by that when I said the right age group, but we're the right age group to get that sort of thing, metatarsalgia and all those sort of things. Oh, so now all the old people are starting to text. When I said that everybody was in their 20s, now all the old people are texting. There's 41, 63, 46. Yeah, so now the old people are texting. I love texting. It is the greatest invention since the microwave.
Do you think those 40-year-olds are kind of upset that you just called them old?
Well,
he can do that because he's older than that.
I can do that because I'm older than they are.
Hey, Doc, would you take a minute and talk about Josh Hamilton's? No, we already talked about the beach wheelchair. Would you talk about Josh Hamilton's tendonitis? We promised we were going to get to that this hour.
Well, yeah, you know. I don't know, Josh. I don't know really what's going on, but tendonitis is really common in sports. I mean, it really is. It's inflammation of a tendon, and it's one of those nagging kind of injuries. And whenever you have a nagging kind of injury, it's not bad enough that you need to sit out. And obviously, he's a big star, but it does not allow you to play at the best level. You guys, I'm old now. Do you remember someone? A player in the NBA named Sam Perkins.
Yeah, Perkins.
Sam Perkins.
Played at North Carolina. Absolutely. And played with the Mavericks for a while, right?
And played with Michael Jordan. Sam Perkins had terrible, terrible tendonitis in both knees. And yet he was still a big star. You wonder, I've always wondered, how great he really would have been if he wasn't bothered with this tendonitis thing. And there are a couple of new treatments coming down the pike for this. There's some transdermal type of medication and gels that we're using. Also, hyperbaric oxygen. I think we're going to try to use that for these cases because it's part of the problem with tendonitis is that it doesn't get the blood supply to heal. So they're actually using the platelet-rich plasma injections now. So there's a few new treatments coming down the pike. You know, the combination of hyperbaric oxygen and platelet-rich plasma and all the different physical therapy modalities, I think we're making some headway with it. So Sam Perkins, if he was playing now, would probably be a perennial MVP.
Now, is tendonitis like a broad-ranging? Because
yes.
He said after the game that it's not necessarily pain, it's his knee gives out on him.
You know, I don't know. I can't comment on that. It's... It can be. It can be. And sometimes that's a reflex. You know, you've got chronic tendonitis, which is, you know, just under the surface. And by the way, we are very specific in what tendon is involved. Most of the time when you're talking about the knee, it's patellar tendon, which is in the front. So you've got patellar tendonitis. But sometimes you can get tendonitis in the Achilles. Sometimes you can get tendonitis in your elbow. We call that tennis elbow. So it all depends on which tendon is involved and what joint is involved. So the treatment is very specific towards that. Occasionally, the tendonitis gives you this little reflex where you get these little jolts of pain and all of a sudden your muscle shuts down and it feels like your knee's going to buckle. So yes, that can be associated with patellar tendonitis. You don't really see that with the Achilles or the elbow or even the shoulder, but you do see it with the knee sometimes. But yeah, it's one of those nagging injuries. And again, it's in the sports medicine world, it's very difficult as a team doc because it's hard to shut someone down for tendonitis. But if it's so bad that they can't perform well, then sometimes you have to shut them down. Which brings up the fact that I'm so excited that it's football season. I love the NBA. I love basketball. But I'm too much on the inside to be a real big fan. But football, I can just sit there and watch on Sunday just like everybody else. And I'm glad it's back, especially college.
Doc, we got about 2.5 minutes here. I wanted to ask you, since the Cowboys are in training camp right now, you probably see a lot of guys. Which sport, as far as in their preseason preparation with, you got training camp for, I guess, basketball, for hockey. You got spring training for baseball. And then for football, you've got training camp. Which one would you say you see the most injuries from when these guys are coming back? Or is there even one that would be more than others?
Great question. And the way really for me to answer that is by being non-committal. I think you see more training camp injuries in football simply because it's a collision sport. There are two classes of injuries that you see in training camps. The guys that come in out of shape and they get tendonitis and plantar fasciitis and heel pain and what that is a deconditioning kind of injury. And then you've got the acute injuries. We're playing basketball, we're going 3 hours, we're going 3-on-3, I land on someone's foot and I roll my ankle. So those things certainly do happen in basketball as well. But I think in terms of sheer numbers, it would be football simply because it is a collision sport and there's more opportunity for injury. All right, we got a few folks holding. We're going to get to those phone calls in the next segment, 214-787-103. There's one line open. Also, 717-55 on the text. A couple of really good questions I'm going to get to when we get back. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Thanks for calling ESPN Radio. Sorry we missed you. Please leave a name and number and we'll get back to you.
Hey, sorry it's taking us so long to get back to you, man. We've been kind of busy.
The Lakers have won back-to-back.
The NBA draft gets underway.
Graham McDowell taps it in. He is the United States Open champion for 2010.
Spain wins the World Cup.
103.3 FM ESPN and ESPNDallas.com.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch. These